welcome to Jim and Dave, hashtag bands.
Hello, I am Dave, and that other fella over there is Jim.
Yes, I am Jim, and I'm all wobbly because I'm just trying to sort out my microphone. Hopefully everybody can hear me well. Hello.
Hello.
So, Dave, it's been a while. It's been a long, long while.
A very while, as they say in the trade. 8th of Feb, I think it was.
8th no of way. Feb.
Very way. I just checked it a few moments ago on Tinterweb.
I blame you for the massive gap in the podcasts.
Okay, granted, one of them was my fault. I blame the other one on you and your family, to be fair.
On me? Why me?
Because you've got... I sit in my house by myself in my pants. And you've got other things going on, like ferrying your kids to all kind of crazy shit going on.
Yeah, no, it's not fair. One day they'll be gone and left me and I don't care. And I'll be old and grumpy, Dave, just like you.
I ain't grumpy. I am quite mild-mannered and quite happy-chappy, to be fair. And when you have the chance to sit in your pants and play on the PlayStation, you'll be happy too.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. So we're back for another session. Apologies to everybody that does listen to us on a regular basis. It has been a while.
It's been a good two or three people, I think, isn't it, out there that might listen regularly.
Most people have said it's been a while, yeah.
What's
happened since we've last heard from you? I don't know. I've got a new chair, look, Dave. I've got, it rocks.
You got a rocking chair.
The chair is moving and it climbs as well. I have my feet up, though, because I'm swimming.
Look under old people chairs when you Googled it, when you bought it?
Well, I didn't buy it. I was given it by the father-in-law, who is 80-something. So, yeah.
Is it well used, would you say?
I would say it is well used.
Satin?
Yes. Yes. It's nice and sturdy, though. It's just it's got.
Has it still got some cushioning under the butt?
Yeah, surprisingly, yes. It's got a bit of worn leather. But as you can see, I've got a little bit of a blanket on it because it's a bit nippy on the old conservatory. And you know what it's like sitting on a cold leather chair in a cold room?
Oh, especially, yeah, you don't want that, do you? Are you in like pyjamas on or something?
No, it's just a T-shirt. Why?
No, I just wondered. It's not normally the T-shirt that you tend to wear. I just wondered.
I've got more than one T-shirt, you know.
Yeah, I thought you just had the one.
To be fair, you always end up wearing your forest top.
To be honest, it's because it's quite nice. It's nice and big. It's like a maternity top. You know what I mean? Look quite spacious.
Yeah, true. Do you know what? It is a laugh seeing you wear it, to be fair, because forest is so crap.
Why you don't wear your Leicester one, is it? Because I would ridicule you also.
Being the one and only Forest fan, then you know you're
Mary.
Let's not get into it.
Let's not. No, but it's been a long time since we've done it. Many things have happened since then. List things have happened to me, things have happened to you.
Well, mate, I've done it. This is it. The chair.
That's it. All right.
That's the maximum of excitement in my life. A free chair.
Wow,
go,
mate.
Let's see it.
It snowed. I've been on a date. Then I went on a date with that girl from Shepshed, and then she forgot her wallet.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, I went and forgot a bloody wallet, and we went to bloody Harvester. It's not cheap. If you're going to forget your wallet, forget it at somewhere that's expensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you reckon that was a fast one?
I bet she was just like, don't get paid next week, I could do with a meal. I know, let's go out on a date. Do you know what I mean? To be fair, she only had starters. I thought, sod you. I'm having a full meal.
Right.
I'm eating since 12 o'clock. We're meeting at R7. I was starving, man. You know what I mean?
So she had a starter for a starter, and then she had a starter for a main course?
Yeah, she just had two starters to eat. She didn't have a starter at the start.
Was she like one of these women that are like into their fitness or, God, watch me diet and all this sort of thing? Or was it money?
Money. She said, I can't really have a full meal. I went, just have what you want. She says, I'll just have two starters. And even then, she made me eat some of it. Obviously, I did.
Well,
I'll have some of them.
The
Oh, definitely, yeah. But I did go for the refillable colas.
Of course.
Yeah. Have as many of them as you like, Dove. Have as many of them as you like.
Yeah, I'll even go and get them for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to put ice in it when it's refillable because you know you're not getting con.
Exactly.
So,
you know what I mean?
How did the date go? Was it a successful date?
Not particularly. She kept talking about her ex and then blah, 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 blah. And then I spoke to her a few times after and she kept on mentioning him. And I was like, you know what? There's signs there. Talk about your ex. You're not over it. Boom. So said no.
Flag. Red flag.
Yeah, red flag. Binned it.
Question everybody wants to know.
And I thought, you know what?
Was she fit?
Marks out of two. I'd give her one.
you'd give her one.
Yeah.
But then again, yeah. That, to be fair, your standards have dropped that low. You do only mark out of two now. To be fair, don't you?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
Oh, then, so that's happened to you. That's exciting. Go on then. What else?
Yeah, I bought. You know, I bought some weights, didn't I? My weights. Ooshed.
You did. Tell
how long ago was that? About
weights,
a month.
How's that going?
I've used them twice.
You've had them a month, to be fair,
there has been a reason that I couldn't do it in the week because, you know, our cousin Dan came over and said my electrics are rubbish. Yeah. I've got no electric in the garage now.
Yeah.
So, because it's dark in the evening, it's more of a hindrance doing weights in the dark. I can't do them in the when it's light, never mind when there's no lights in there. So,
when you open the garage door and then shine your car lights in.
That then other people see me how rubbish I am at lifting weights. I'd rather do it in a couple of months when I'm going at least, I don't know, 30 kilos or something. Like that, you know what I mean?
That'd be really funny. There's you, people walking by your garage and there's you in there going.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you're trying to pop out a poo or whether you're actually trying to.
I don't know. There's no weights on, that's just the bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, go on, what else has happened?
What else has happened? That's about it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, not a lot, really.
Not a lot.
I've had my new car. My new car's arrived. Finally, new car that has arrived. That was since before the last podcast.
I think it was, actually. I think it was a long time ago.
Well,
you purchased it. It's come through.
Yeah.
It doesn't look at all dirty like I expected it would have done by now.
No, it's had three washes.
Three washes? Well, how often did you wash the other car beforehand? Three times
before,
in
just before we traded it in, I think was the last time.
Yeah, that was the first time since you bought it.
First time, yeah, no, I think when we first bought it, like more than most people, yeah, all eager, aren't you? Yeah, you want to try and keep it nice and clean. So yeah, and this we've even put two bins in the car. This one, this time,
I know
two bins
so for rubbish
a bin on either side in the back seat for rubbish. So yeah,
I've got one in mine. Passenger footwell.
That's one big bin, isn't it?
It is, yeah, totally.
It's all good. It's all good. Nice not to have the stress of it because it is enough stressful trying to sort out a new car.
I can imagine. All your hair's gone and everything like that, hasn't it? All your hair.
Mate, I've piled the weight on through stress. I've lost my hair. It's been horrendous.
Yeah, you've been a right grumpy sod as well, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, but I've got my rocking chair, so that's all good.
Is it? You absolute sad case. Do you know what? You're going to have to start reading, but you'd have to start at, like the easy books, like Billy Blue Hat or something like that.
There's a sign of your age, Billy Blue Hat.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Red
hat. Yeah,
yeah. Sign of your age, yeah. There you go. You're like, just going to read a book. What is it? Jennifer Yellow Hat. There you go. Dear.
That's definitely a sign of your age. It's all new stuff now. I remember Isabel bringing home their books, and they were boring. It was Chip and Bill, I think it is. And I think Bill was a girl.
Did they have hats, though, Jim? That's what I want to know. Did they have hats? No.
Chip was a man, and Bill was a girl, and it was all confusing, and I didn't understand it. It was just...
No. You see, we could say things on air, but I'm not going to bother because it just gets in a world of trouble. Because it's just...
Are you going to be racist?
No, not racist. Probably. I'm not going to be either. I won't be anything. So I'm not going to say it. So there.
Bear in mind, you're a man on the market trying to find a woman. You do not want to be any kind of this.
Well, precisely. And what I'm thinking is, I reckon everybody's waiting in the Leicester, Nottingham, Derbyshire area because I put my divorce through. It could take a while. And
of course, that's the big news, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, they've finally done the paperwork after all this time. After probably about 7 years. And
cool.
I reckon about mid-August, end of September, for when we go away on holiday,
Why the hell does it take that long?
I don't know. It just got to go through the courts. So I put it through, I think about the end of, I think it was about 3rd of March. And then I got a letter the other day saying we've got to wait till the 1st of August for the next stage, just in case we change your mind. And I'm like, we've been separated 7 years. I don't think I changed my mind. And I'm sure she won't either. But I'm thinking that there's all these women that are waiting in Leicestershire, all fit honeys, going, you know what, I can't go out with him because he's technically married. And then there's just going to be hordes of them waiting outside my door.
That's it, mate. That's exactly. Is there like some kind of, like, on your profiles, for your dating profiles, is there like some kind of section that says married, single, separated?
I think it says separated.
And that's what you put. You put separated.
Yeah.
So if at some point you'd be able to put, what will you put? Is it divorced on there?
Divorced, yeah. Divorced. Yeah. So you're footloose and fancy free.
Do you know what that means, Dave? That means because you've completed it and there's no more women left to look on Tinder, it's going to open up to all the ones that have put that in their profile. They'll look at divorced people.
Yeah.
Rather than separated. Because
there'll be loads of them out. I reckon they'll be waiting at the door and everything. Yeah. Oh. I'll have to move out.
How will you cope with them all? One at a time. That's how you'll cope with them.
Yeah, exactly.
If only left, it was right, true, left, right. Dave, you have completed that. Let's be honest, you've completed it.
I've completed it. Completed everything.
Have you been on today? You've been on today?
No, I haven't, actually. I've been on I've been a bit on the telly, on TV earlier.
On telly.
I did two games on FIFA because I've done my 2,000 points and I needed 1,000 to get to the next level.
Yeah. The life of a single man, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. Went on FIFA, got me points. Finished the level, got 1 point. I thought, you know, that was just, what was the point in that anyway? So I did that today. Changed my bed sheets. You know what? Every quarter, about changing bed sheets. It's about right, isn't it?
Every quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what has happened to me, Dave. I've discovered, now you've started talking about bed sheets, I've discovered something. It's a little gadget.
Go on.
Now, all it is, it's nothing spectacular, but all it is three pieces of elastic that go into like a, there's one go that way, and then one go that way, and then there's one that goes off. So if you turn it around, it looks like a T.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? And do you know what it does? You clip it onto the underside of your fitted bed sheet.
Yeah.
So you clip one on the corner, and then one on both sides, and it stops it from coming off.
Does it?
The bed sheet from coming off.
Oh, because that is a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because I'm a tosser and a turner. So
I've heard about you.
Mine always comes, but I always pull the bed sheet off because of all my tossing and turning. So I'm rolling around like a bear trying to kill somebody. So yeah, I'm rolling around like a bear all through the night, and my bed sheets always comes off. So every day, I get bored of putting the bed sheet back on. So I've got these clips now for top and the bottom of my bed sheet. Brilliant.
What was that from? Wish or somewhere like that?
Yes. Pound each.
I ordered them in 2022. Got them last week.
Yeah, it has been a while, to be fair. But I did put them on about, I think it was about 3 weeks ago. And mate, best thing I've ever bought.
No, bed sheet. What are they called?
I don't know. Just put clips for bed. Yeah, what sheet
there
clips?
You go.
What are you doing? You're looking now.
No, I've put it on there, bed sheet clips, so I can have a look myself.
Does yours come off much if you're the only
it
one?
It does, yeah.
Oh, it still comes off, okay.
Yeah, because...
So you're a tosser as well, then.
I am a tosser, yeah. I normally sleep in the middle of the bed, because I'm a tod, unless I get lucky, so I sleep by myself. And I sleep in the middle, so I tend... But yeah, I must get a bit angry in bed or something like that, I don't know. What occurs? Yeah. Like,
well,
someone's
I'm
attacking
weird,
me.
See, if I ever I'm on my own, I go diagonal.
Yeah.
So I go like literally top half, top corner to the bottom corner, or the opposite corner. So if I roll, I kind of roll over, but then I do a twist as well.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Anyway. So I was earlier in bed. You know, looking at your phone, looking at the Facebook and other things. I did that thing where it's like that. I lost it when it fell out my hand into my face. You know what I mean? Like that. And I went... I just like going, it went, hit me there.
You're just losing full control of your bodily functions now.
Yeah. It just, obviously, had momentary hand disease or something like that. I don't know.
Right. Anyway, so let's talk about these biscuits, because I bought these biscuits. Oh God, it must have been 3 or 4 weeks ago.
It was ages ago, and I, James, have got some left.
Some left, not all of them. That's okay then.
Okay, I've got some left.
How many have you got left?
I've got a problem with me. I have a cupboard where things just go missing.
Is it? Have you eaten them?
Well, no, I've got two left.
Have you? Show me. Yeah. Let me see. Have you really?
Yeah, look, there one's in my bag.
Okay. How many did I give you then?
Four.
Oh, did I?
Okay. And I thought, you know what? I don't need four for the podcast.
No.
two will be sufficient.
So you thought, sod it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But then, so.
Also, I can give a better review because I can see what they taste when they've been out of the box for a longer period.
Right, yeah. Okay. I'm going to check the date on these. I'm sure the date is fine because biscuits are the date, aren't they? But I'm just thinking, I must have bought these months ago. Oh, yeah, we're all right. Okay, so, right, let's play the jingle and then we'll do the biscuits.
I might have taken a bite already.
There we go. I think I've done it now. Okay, so you've got one in his mouth.
Yeah. And then, don't we put the thing on? And then what we're supposed to do is do that bit first, then talk about it, and then we do the bit where, what's it called?
Intermission,
and then we come back. I think that's what we're going to do. But we haven't done it for such a long time, so we always get it in the wrong order, don't we?
All right. So, okay. So, do you want to explain it?
No, because we do the intermission. Don't we do the intermission and then review it afterwards?
Intermission. No, I thought we'd tell people. No, don't we? Mate, how many times have we done this? We should know by now. But I'm sure we tell everybody what the biscuit is, and then we eat it during the intermission.
Oh, we do, yeah.
Review afterwards. There you see, you big dick.
Okay, right. So would you like to tell them what it is? Because I've obviously not got the box anymore.
That's true. I've just realised that. Good point. So a few weeks back, or a few podcasts ago, we did the God, what were they called? They were like well, these ones are called Choco Libanese, and basically, I don't know if you remember a few weeks back, folks, with the biscuit and then the chocolate on top, the quite thick chocolate.
Yes.
But these, and they were the milk chocolate and the normal vanilla-y biscuits. This one is a white chocolate coating with a chocolatey biscuit. And it's all nice and thick there. So, I've got a box. From what I remember, Dave, these were about nearly £2.
Yeah.
And you only get 9 in them. I'm like, blooming heck.
So, anyway. And I'm surprised your kids haven't had them yet.
Well, they have. I've only got in a box of 9. I think you get 9 in a box. Mm. Gave you 4. So, what's that? 5. Maths.
good maths.
There's only 2 in here. So, the kids have been at them. So, yeah. Right, let's do intermission. We'll have a nibble, and then we'll go from there.
Do it.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
No, see, I prefer I've had them in the fridge because then you've got the biscuity coldness, but we've got the chocolate on top that's quite crispy. However, I would say that leaving them in a plastic bag for a 4 week, 3 week period is, the biscuit isn't as crispy as what it was when I had my other two. However, based on my previous experience, my previous experience, I would give that a solid 8.2.
Ooh, and you're not a massive fan of white chocolate, are you?
I see. It's one of those things. If you said, Dave, I've got some white chocolate, I would eat it. But orange white chocolate, I'd buy that boy. Love it.
Okay. Orange white chocolate.
Yeah, your Terry's orange white chocolate. Oh, they do really nice eggs at the minute, just so I let you know. But yeah, I'll give it an 8.2. What about you, James?
I think they are very nice because I love white chocolate. White chocolate is my favourite, to be fair. But I think the chocolate biscuit lets it down.
Do you think?
I think I'd rather be the normal vanilla biscuit that you get with a plain chocolate, the milk chocolate.
So you're not you don't like the contour on flavours?
Oh, the contour, no.
Contrast.
Very good. Yeah. So I'm going to give that a solid 7.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very nice.
I can also say, I'm sure we were reviewing them out of 5 before.
Were we? I think we were.
It's been that long since we've done a bleeding podcast, mate. We need shooting, to be fair. So, yes, folks. So, yeah, that is your Choco Liebs. Lieblinsons. I don't know. Anyway, I got them from the co-op about 4 months ago. So, there you go. Yeah. That was this week's Biscuit Corner.
Oh, tell you what I found the other day. You know, you're rooting in your kind of your boot because you always find a load of crap. I found one through my boot earlier. I found some of these.
What are they? Happy hippo biscuits. Found them in your boot.
Yeah. I bought them a couple of months back when I was in one of my fat moments.
Five individually wrapped ones?
Yep, so that's 5 in a row that you eat.
Basically. Oh, so you're not going to tell them, you're not going to give them to share for the next biscuit corner?
Oh, right? I could do, to be fair.
Up to you.
Yeah, we will do.
Maybe you don't want to do.
Yeah, let's do that.
I know what will happen. You'll eat one, and then you'll probably give me one, and then the rest will just disappear.
Yeah. There won't be another one. Or I'll buy another box of 5 from any good retail store or bad retail stores.
Okay.
James, I've got a question for you.
Go on. Brown, twice.
Yep, I've heard that rumour.
Go on, carry on.
Today, obviously, Mother's Day. Nothing to do with us, to be fair, is it? Nothing to do with us.
High five, Mother's Club.
Yeah, woo, high five. But obviously, your son and daughter do have one. That'll be your missus. Mm. I was just wondering, what did Ollie cook for today?
Well, Ollie and I
cooked.
Chicken fajitas, homemade coleslaw, and homemade potato wedges.
Oh, so of the fajitas, what did Ollie eat?
Of the fajitas?
Yeah, because he doesn't like spice, he doesn't like peppers, he doesn't like onions, he doesn't like the sauce, probably. So, that is a fajita, in essence.
So Oliver tried the chicken, he tried it plain, and then he tried it with the flavouring on.
Yes.
And for his tea, he had hot dogs.
which
goes to show you how that went.
Yeah, precisely. Were the food that was prepared edible?
Yes, it was very nice. But I didn't eat much of it. I only had one fajita. I put them in the fridge. I'm going to have them taken to work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. So he did very well, bless him. He was making me dead nervous when he's wielding the knife.
Yeah.
Because obviously he said he's shown interest in becoming a chef in the future. So we're trying to get him to increase his knife skills.
Very good.
Do you know what? It's one of these things where you go, oh, you can't give a kid a sharp knife. But no, you can't really. But, you know, we supervise him. if he doesn't practice, he's never gonna do it.
He's not, and he's not one of the kids I've thought about. You know, when you look at someone and go serial killer, he doesn't come under that category. I don't think
he doesn't. He doesn't walk around. He gives somebody a gun, just waving it around. So he doesn't. You know, he doesn't wave the knife around. He's quite sensible with it. And he does listen. He's got some finger guards as well, which are good. But he's shown an interest, and I don't want to put him off, quite frankly.
No.
He's a kid at the end of the day. Let's be honest. Most kids, if they show an interest in something, it's gone within a week. And
that is true, yes.
Because
you did mention to me before about the fact that you think he'll be all right cooking, but trying might be a different issue.
This is the hardest thing. If you want to be a chef, you've got to eat your food. You've got to try your food to taste it.
Are you a chef, Jim? Just having a look at you.
No. So, but you know what? That's why he tried the chicken as we're going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why he's doing it. So he's getting there. He said, I don't want to try the peppers though, Dad. I'm like, that's fine, mate, whatever. Don't matter. He tried it. He tried it with all the flavouring on, without the flavouring on. So, do you know what? Yeah. It's good. He just needs to keep trying it.
And I said to mate,
you just don't have to like it. You just need to learn what people will like and people won't like. So.
Yes. Fair enough. That's all right.
But I don't think taking in college will cost me a lot either, to be fair.
No, probably not. Isn't that just home ec?
Yeah. It's really funny. He's doing... it's not like it used to be home ec. You know how he used to go in and take ingredients in?
Yeah.
And you used to cook something and bring it home? You pay the school the money for the ingredients, they go out and buy them, and then they cook it, but it doesn't come home. Nothing's come home that he's ever cooked. I'm like, what's the point? And he doesn't know what happens to it.
That's just mental. I bet at the end of the night, the teachers wouldn't want to probably eat it, to be fair, because it's got
the
like...
teachers are all having a field day. That's what it is.
Oh, you see. But then you think about it, all the kids that don't wash their hands and stuff like that, and then making the food and all that.
Yeah, not good. Mother's Day, but that was the tea that was made for him. Isabel tried to do a breakfast in bed. I ended up doing that for her.
Rubbish. I had burgers today. Well, when I say burger, just one quarter pound of burger, you know, the good ones. Good one. And homemade chips and homemade slaw as well.
Nice.
On top.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, are you good?
I am a little bit good. The problem is, though, you say, because I'm single, the problem I have is that if I've made homemade slaw, I've got carrots.
How much have you made?
I don't know. I only made a little bit because I'm going to make some tomorrow because I don't think it lasts when you make some. But I've got a whole white cabbage, a whole red cabbage, and some red onions and some carrots. And I'm like, what the chuff? That cost me about, £4, whatever. Might be £3.50 or something like that. I'm like, I'm only one person eating slaw. How much slaw could one man eat? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you need a big jar of mayo.
You do. You're like, obviously I'm using low-fat mayo because I'm being good. But yeah, I'm like, do you need a little bit more mayo? Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But the chips are good. I only used to put them in the air fryer. A bit of fry light went around. Came out all crispy. Nice.
I was getting Oliver to make the coleslaw. He had to get his hand. I said, right, there you go. Get your hands in. Give it a good shufty around with your hands.
Yeah.
And then if it's all even, then that's it. If we need some more onion, let me know. And he went, well, I've got to touch the onion. I went, yep, get your hand in.
Yeah.
He was trying to do it with a spatula. It was just going nowhere.
He's like him. He's like a blouse, isn't he?
Yeah, it really is like a blouse.
I am laughing because recently your lad's face has been attracted to the football.
It's him again today,
again. Yeah, it started off where he keeps on getting whacked in the face at the minute. Granted, yeah. he did all right with his injury. He didn't cry. He just came off a bit injured, which looked like that was illegitimate. It wasn't blousing.
He did cry
a little. Okay, I'll try and big him up. But
yeah, he did take a knock.
He did take a good knock, but usually he's a blouse, isn't he? He's a wuss. But today it was legit, I think.
Yeah, it was tough for him today. So,
and I gave him a review to Andy to say that he played well today.
Oh, there's another thing as well. You say, stupid head. I think that's happened since we've last We always talk about how stupid my kids are. That's happened, I think, since the last podcast. He's broke his laptop. He's managed to pour water all over.
I thought he sat on it, to be fair.
No, no, he poured water on it. Just getting comfy. He had the laptop on his knee watching some crap video that he always watches. And he had a glass of water. And he was like, I don't know, shuftying around. And went all over the thing.
So are you sure he can't hit kids anymore?
I think you can.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. If you do it in places where people can't see.
Yeah, maybe.
So at the minute he's like he's stupid head, but he's trying to earn it off. He's trying to work.
Yeah. Well, that's not too bad then.
Yeah, he keeps trying to do chores and stuff, so yeah, doing all right.
Going back to talking to chores, I can't get over the fact that your daughter on the dishwasher take things out of the dishwasher, but her job isn't to put stuff in the dishwasher. I don't get my head around that. Please explain to me, James, because...
She won't touch dirty pots.
She's a freak.
She won't touch dirty pots. She's a freak. She won't touch dirty pots. Because they're... It's like, don't touch it. It's going to get the lurgy off it or something. The kid goes to university.
I know.
She's going to get by cleaning up her own pots. And if she's in it, if she gets sharing combination with somebody who's a right dirty scrote, she's going to freak out. I know she is. It's going to be ruined.
But she is.
Dad, come and do the pots. Stuffed up your arse, Isabel. I'm not.
Yeah, that was about bollocks. No.
And the other
day, I don't get it.
Phone, Dad. I want a new phone, Dad. Can I have a new phone, Dad? And she went, oh, I went. It's knackered. I said, well, maybe if you contribute to it some yourself, because she's working.
Yeah.
It was all right. Okay, then. You need to do the dishwasher for me more often. I do it. And we had the conversation. How many times did you do it this week? Stone silence. She had done it once, mate. It was ridiculous.
Really?
So
what phone does she want?
She is not getting a new phone. She was looking
Is anything wrong with the phone? Sorry.
Phone. Yeah, the battery, it won't charge past 75%. Let's say it's 75%, it's unplugged it, it'll be flat within 3 hours, 4 hours. It doesn't last long at all. So she's still lazy.
There you go.
Oliver's still thick, and I'm still skinned. So other than that...
Any Uber stories?
None. It's been relatively boring, except I got a bad review.
Did you?
Where's my phone gone? I've lost my phone. Yeah, I got a bad... Oh, it's here. Right, it's under my ass. I got a bad review. I got a thought.
Was it about your personality, your body odour?
Well, I hope not, because it's been not bad. I'll see if I can find it now.
Oh, I'm excited to find out.
You don't get full details, but you get, like, thumbs down. Where is it? Right, here we go.
Go on.
Satisfaction rate, it's been 100% for so long.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I get a thumbs down.
Does it not give you a reason behind it?
No, just a thumbs down. That's what it means.
Well.
I was like, you knobhead. You absolute knobhead.
The one thing I'm kind of shocked about, there's that many people in Colville know how to use the internet, to be fairly honest.
What, with their hoofs?
Yeah. It's absolute madness.
Yeah, so, but no, nothing interesting, mate. No free food. Boring.
None of it. Oh, man. You know what? Next time, make a story up and we wouldn't know any different.
Whenever you go to McDonald's to collect something, there's always a pile of food on the rack waiting to be collected. One of these days, I'm gonna take some. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go with it.
Yeah, don't care. That's not what I'd ordered, but I'm gonna take it anyway. I'm gonna get to the car. I'm gonna see what's in it.
Lovely stuff, mate.
Just see if I get told off.
I had a Mac and Cheese yesterday morning before we had the football. Triple sausage egg McMuffin.
I couldn't even get that in my mouth.
Yeah, it was.
I struggled to
with
I struggled.
Extra cheese. Yeah, you've had bigger things in your mouth than that. I know you have.
I haven't, because I've got a little mouth. I've had a double sausage before, and
what are you doing like that?
I can't get it in because my mouth's that small. And I'm like, I have to have a double sausage McMuffin. I really have to cross it down. I really struggle on Big Macs.
Yeah.
I do it. Can't help me out.
Oh, half price Big Macs on the app at the minute for Monday.
You're addicted, man.
Oh, no, I was looking through my emails earlier on, so I got an email from Ronald.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Me and him like that.
yeah, Big Macs, so I can't get it in. So I have to proper squish it down.
Yeah.
But you love a customer.
Triple sausage and extra cheese.
You love customising your McDonald's.
Yeah, then you definitely know that it's going to be made for you.
Or the hacks, rather than some random crap that's just been left in there and sat there an hour.
Yeah, whatever you do, it's always cold anyway, isn't it? So that's why I don't understand why people order Uber from McDonald's, because even if you get it, you walk to your car, eat it in your car, it's cold. Yet other people are walking it or driving it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't see the point in it.
No. Right, so I reckon that'll do for today. What do you reckon?
We've gabbled on a wee bit, haven't we, I think?
Yeah, you've
saw. Oh, and a quick one. Shout-outs. Dave, Abby, Pete and Don. I forgot.
Before you do that.
I've got it written there. It's top of my list.
Do you want to have a quick check on the website, make sure there's no more?
Oh, no, I've just had a quick look. So that's why I was doing a few things. Don's just put one on a bit ago. So it was Dave, Abby, Pete, and Don. Michael. Big shout out to you guys. Booyah.
Yep, evening, fellas. I shouldn't say this now. I've got a biscuit in my mouth, should I? I'm going to mention this on it because we might get some people listening interested. Where is it? So the aforesaid Abby that you mentioned, David.
Oh, yes.
I need to tell you about it really as well. She's doing a charity walk.
Is it Copperfield or something?
100, yeah. The charity is called Copperfield.
Yeah.
And basically, I knew you'd love that. I knew that'd get your attention, you dirty git.
I did look at it twice.
apologies if I'm getting this wrong. I haven't really looked into it, so apologies, my fault. But I'm pretty sure that the charity is all about it's encouraging people to check for breast cancer and things like that.
Mm.
Hence the copper feel. But I suppose you could do it with the balls.
The nads.
As well.
Yeah, the nads. Which you should do regularly anyway.
Yeah, you should. But yes, no, for the aforesaid Abby, she's doing a trek. I think it's Adrian's Wall, I think it is. 100-mile walk.
Okay, cool.
And she's doing a charity event. She's doing a family-friendly quiz night. And it's on the 28th of April, Dave. So I don't know if you're free or not, but I'm going anyway.
I can be free.
Rat Pack singers. She's got a pub quiz. There's going to be a raffle. There might be some other bits and pieces going on. If anybody's interested and wants to kind of like come along to the quiz night, message me, message us, and then what we'll do is we'll either put you in touch with the right person or whatever. So
most excellent.
I won't read out all Abby's contact details to random people.
That's a bit mad. We'll forward them on, but that sounds like a plan, to be fair.
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch with us via the socials, please do, about anything really, but certainly if you want to attend the charity do. It's on the 28th of April, 7 o'clock. It's at the Members Club in Thrinkston, so I must mention that. Tickets are £2 per person, so I'll get you a ticket there, even you owe me £2.
Why, thank you.
Lovely. So that's it. That's us done for a week.
I don't know how long we're going to be. It's been a week, a month. Who knows?
I must admit that last the 6 week ago podcast. I'm sure we said the same thing. It'll be see you next week.
Yeah.
Never happened, did it? So
no.
So yeah, get in touch with us via the Facebooks, the Twitters, Instagram. David, is it working? Don't know.
Don't know. I probably could have a look on it. It's on my computer anyway. But I think Facebook's probably the best one to get hold of us on because it's monitored. It's linked into my phone. So as soon as you message, I see it straight away.
Yeah. The emails is working as well if you want to get us at #BrantsPod gmail.com. Get in touch. We'll give you the details. We'll pass your details on to Abby if you are interested, etc., etc. And we will see you, or you'll hear from us very soon. You'll see us if you watch us on YouTube and or Spotify, or not.
Or not. If you prefer just to listen to us because you think, I've seen them, what they look like, I really can't be bothered seeing that and listening at the same time. I've not only got my ears that are issues, I've got eye issues as well.
Yeah, because all I've done tonight is sit and nibble these biscuits ever since we've done it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see me, Dave, I've just been nibbling on.
I wonder what you're doing. It looked like you're doing something like that. I'm like, well, I don't know what you're doing, to be fair. Well, you've been eating biscuits.
Yeah. Right, so thanks again, folks. Hopefully we'll speak to you within the next week or so.
Yes.
And we'll be back for more shit chat for
about, like I say, we hardly ever prepare, and it's kind of just off the cuff. But
yeah,
as you can probably tell, I'd say
just chance to entertain the people, to take people's mind off things, and
yeah,
break I think away.
My life's bad, stresses, but it's not as bad as Jim and Dave's.
Yes, we tell you all the crap's going on with us, so you can feel better.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, folks, take it easy, and I'll see you again soon. I've been Jim today.
I've been Dave.
And we'll see you soon. Ta-da.
Bye-bye. Bye, though.
Bye.